would you all please join me in a spirit of prayer? Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So today's, again, it's the second Sunday of Easter, and we are going to be marking this season right through Pentecost. And one of the reasons the church has believed that we need a long season like this is that what happened on Easter Sunday, the Feast of the Resurrection, was so big and of such great impact that we needed time to think about it and to process it. And we can see this is in John's story. Thomas was not with the other disciples when Jesus made his first appearance. And when he heard about it, he was skeptical. He didn't believe it. And I think that this passage is a good one for us moderns to hear and to think about. Because we live in an age where we want the facts, where we want evidence. A newspaper carries a fact check column, and people are told that they need to support the arguments they make. And this argument that was being made by the disciples was kind of weird and radical. So Thomas stuck with what he knew and what he believed. Now, the interesting thing about that is that Thomas supposedly would have been familiar with what Jesus had done while he was alive and what he had preached and what he had taught. And so there should have been some openness to this claim by the disciples that they had seen Jesus. But Thomas was comfortable in his skepticism and in his doubt and said, nope, I'm not going to believe that. Not unless I get to touch the hand of Jesus and the side of Jesus. And what happens next is really rather remarkable, because Jesus doesn't tell Thomas to go take a hike. He doesn't drum him out of the circle of believers, but he responds to that, and he appears in the room, and he allows Thomas to touch. Now, how would you feel if you were known throughout history by your lowest moment, by your most embarrassing action? And, you know, I can't prove that there's any connection by this, but Thomas was supposedly the apostle who went to India to share the gospel, and frankly, he might just have wanted to get out of town. But his doubt wasn't completely unfounded. And Jesus' response to his skepticism was to allow Thomas to touch and to feel. Now, we might want to touch and feel too, but I'm pretty confident in saying that we're not going to have the opportunity to see Jesus appear in our homes and to make an appearance to each of us and indeed to the big wide world. So we have to rely on our belief and our faith, and we should know that we are blessed because Jesus said way back when that those who come to believe without seeing are blessed. And that means you and me. We're entitled to have our doubts and to have our questions, to find the unfamiliar, the unknown, to be strange and to want to think about it. But the fact that we do believe, that we are interested in what Jesus had to say, opens us up to blessing. And I'm confident that we have all seen at different points in our lives evidence that Jesus was indeed real. And we've seen it in experiences we've had in our own lives. We've seen it within our community. And that's pretty remarkable. Now, I'm going to shift gears here for a moment, and I'm going to comment on the lesson that Barb read us from Acts. Because some of you might be wondering, well, this sure seems like Scripture is calling for us to be communists, and it's not. It is calling for us to be generous and to share with one another. And that takes faith. That takes confidence and trust in our community and what it does. We are not going to be able to hoard enough stuff to take care of everything we want to. And we rely upon others to help us take care of our community. And we do that by sharing. And Luke goes on this theme. He's going to continue with the story of Ananias and Sapphira, which I'm not going to share with you right now because that'll be coming up in the lectionary. But the short version of that is that Ananias and Sapphira did not sell everything they had. They did not invest it in the church. And they were called out on that. And they died. Now, this was a pretty harsh lesson. But if we lived in the early church, if we were actually members of it, we would have lived at a time when we believed Jesus' return was imminent, that it was going to happen any day now. And the idea of trying to keep stuff for ourselves rather than to help out the wider community would have seemed pretty strange. If we were going to be dead and the kingdom was going to come tomorrow, why would we need to put all of our money in the stock market? Why wouldn't we need to protect our house? If we thought that everything was going to be changing tomorrow, then we would really not have the impetus to just take care of ourselves. Instead, we would have looked out for the wider community. Now, part of Easter is believing in the resurrection and the new life that Jesus had promised us. And we don't know when Jesus is going to return. We don't know how he's going to return. We don't know if he's going to make a big announcement when he shows up or if he's going to come back quietly and see how we're doing before he drops the news that, guess what, he's back. But we should try to create a world that we would want to welcome Jesus back into, a resurrection world, one that is marked by faith in what Jesus did. Jesus was not a proponent of any modern ideology. He did not think in terms of our modern political categories. And I'm sure that Jesus would have critiques to offer everybody for how they're doing things. We should be acting as Christians, as followers of Jesus, as people who believe in the incredible, who believe in the impossible. And we live in a season of hope now. And again, we're hoping with vaccinations going on that we'll be able to gather again as a community, that the barriers that have been built up between people will be able to come down. And my hope is that we will live into this resumption of the normal world in a way that is marked by gratitude and faith and hope. Would you please join me in a spirit of prayer? Holy and gracious God, we thank you for the witness of all of the apostles. We thank you for the disciples, the followers of Jesus, including Thomas, who had doubts just like we might have, but who was graced by your presence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.